Morning Watch, The Will of God, Week 7, Taking the Lord's Yoke, the Father's Will, upon us and learning from Him to find rest for our souls. Day 2, Related Verses, Matthew 11, verses 25 and 26. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I extol you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for thus it has been well-pleasing in your sight. 1 Peter 2:21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model so that you may follow in his steps. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, 4 and 5, and 10 to 12. I exhort you, therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Verses 4 and 5. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Verses 10 to 12. Love one another warmly in brotherly love. Take the lead in showing honor one to another. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, endure in tribulation, persevere in prayer. Suggested reading. It is the Father's pleasant will to hide the contents of his economy from the wise and intelligent, the worldlings, and reveal them to infants, the Son's believers. In his prayer, the Lord extolled the Father, acknowledging the Father as Lord of heaven and of earth. To extol is to praise with acknowledgement. The Lord praised the Father by acknowledging that the Father is the Lord of heaven and of earth. We should learn to praise by acknowledging the Father in his economy, his will, and his doing. The first God-man is the head of the body, the prototype, and the model. He came as the one grain of wheat to produce many grains. The one grain was the prototype, and the many grains are the mass production. The mass production is the duplication of the model. Peter says that Christ is a model to the believers. The Greek word for model means, literally, a writing copy, and underwriting used by students to trace letters and thereby learn to draw them. We become the reproduction of Christ as the original writing copy. Christ is the prototype to produce a mass production, and the model to produce the many duplications. Christ was the first God-man, and we are the many God-men. We have to learn of him in his absolute submission to God, and his uttermost satisfaction with God. Christ was so submissive to and satisfied with the Father and his will. The Lord was meek, meaning that he did not resist his opponents. He was also lowly, meaning that he humbled himself among men in his heart. The Lord's believers answer his call in their heart and come to him bodily. To come to him bodily means that our entire being has to come to him. This is why Paul charges us in Romans 12:1 to present our bodies to the Lord as a living sacrifice. We have to present our bodies in a practical way by being in the meetings of the church. Since I was saved by the Lord in 1925, I have come to him with my entire being. The believers copy the Lord in their spirit by taking his yoke. God's will and toiling for God's economy according to his model. The Lord told us to learn from him. To learn from him is to copy him, not to imitate him outwardly. In this way, we become his duplication and mass production. The first requirement in learning from him is to take his yoke, which is God's will. God's will has to yoke us, and we have to put our neck into this yoke. 70 years ago, as a young man, I took the yoke of Jesus. That yoke has protected me for the past 70 years. We also need to be those who toil for God's economy. All the worldly people are toiling and are burdened in many things. They are very busy. The Lord is calling those who are toiling, who are burdened, and who have no rest or satisfaction, to come to him so that we can give them the real rest with satisfaction. The rest without satisfaction is not the real rest. We take his yoke and toil for God's economy according to his model, following him in his footsteps. The hardest thing is to rest in our soul. People lose sleep because their soul is bothered. The rest that we find by taking the Lord's yoke and learning from him is for our soul. We share in our soul his rest and satisfaction.